Good evening and welcome to the audio booth at Ballinrobe GAA Club on this Sunday, the 28th of October, 2012. My name's Tom Kearney, reporting this evening on the Division 3 under-15 final that took place in Claremorris today. Ballinrobe versus Ballintubber. Ballinrobe, unfortunately, losing on a scoreline of 2-10 to 2-4. At half-time, the scores were level on 1-2 to 5 points. Ballinrobe having the better of the earlier exchanges, but unfortunately being reduced to 14 men after 15 minutes. The game then became quite frenzied in its approach, but Ballinrobe maintained the momentum and driving on, even though Ballintubber got ahead, Ballinrobe still came back and, as I said, level at half-time. After the restart, Ballintubber pressed home the extra man advantage and got ahead through some very good scores. Ballinrobe then started to come back into the game after Ballintubber were reduced to 14 men themselves midway through the second half, but unfortunately at that stage they were 5 points up. Ballinrobe then losing on a scoreline of 2-10 to 2-4. The Ballinrobe team in goal, Conor Burke. The full back line was Mikael Sidor, Mark Finnerty, Peter Butler. The half forward line, Stephen Welsh, Sean O'Collins, Dara Ferrick. Midfield, Matthew Burke, Pierce Jennings. The half forward line was Gerard Lina, Dermot Doran, Kevin Quinn. With a full forward line of John Enda Flannelly, Peter Welsh, and Michael Gerard Conroy. Sub used was Dean Shaughnessy. Next outing out for Ballinrobe GAA Club is the senior fixture on Wednesday the 31st. Ballinrobe at home to Charlestown. We look forward to a good attendance for that game. And this year ends on the underage football this year with the under-15s, as I say, losing the under-15 final in what has been a good year for the underage, fulfilling all fixtures. And we would like to thank all the coaches and all the players and parents involved in the Board of Nog and the underage football this year for their participation. Thank you and good evening.